You're listening to SBS News.
Once considered a model student, life for Mohamed Kamir Nizadeem has been forever changed. The Sri Lankan national was arrested in late August by counter-terrorism police after a notebook was handed to authorities. Police allege the notebook contained plans to kill former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Liberal MP Julie Bishop. Police also allege the notebook contained an Islamic State-inspired terror plot targeting several Sydney locations, including the Opera House. After 4 weeks behind bars, Mr. Nizamdeen was granted bail last month. The prosecution conceded handwriting experts were not able to prove the writing in the notebook belonged to the University of New South Wales student. Today, the terror charges were dropped. Mick Willing from the Counterterrorism and Special Tactics Command spoke with the media, explaining why.
We have insufficient evidence, obviously, for that charge to proceed today, but we are conducting this investigation and it will continue until we discover and prosecute those that are involved in this matter.
Both the Australian Federal and New South Wales Police have refused to apologise to Mr. Nizamdeen. Assistant Commissioner Willing says public safety is a focus for authorities.
It's often the case that we need to act first because public safety is foremost in forefront of our mind. We can never be complacent because the terrorist threat in Australia, and indeed New South Wales, is very, very real.
Mr. Nizamdeen was remanded in Goulburn's high-security Supermax prison. Family members say he didn't have access to a telephone or contact with family for weeks. Speaking to media outside the New South Wales Central Court, Mr. Nizamdeen's lawyer, Mustafa Keir, said his client will be seeking compensation.
What authorities have done to this young man is absolutely unforgivable. We will be seeking justice for him in the New South Wales Supreme Court. It's a terrible experience. He's a young man who has done everything right in life. And he's gone through Supermax jail, unforgivable circumstances.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.